Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
It drives me insane that there's a 53-man roster, 53, and the fact that teams don't use every last inch of those 53 players drives me insane. Like, you have an entire toolbox, and you're only using the wrench. You have an entire toolbox, and you're only going for that, you know, that Phillips screwdriver. What is your opinion? Like, why do you think the Bears don't use every tool in their toolbox? Why would they waste draft capital on a player and then just never use him? Mm. Why would you keep a spot on the roster for Velus? Go through this whole thing where it's like, hey, we're going to use him as a running back. And no, in the preseason, he did a couple of things where you're like, okay, I could do this. And then when the season rolls around, you go, well, we're going to take Swift, who's an okay running back, and we're going to put the entire running game on his back.
So the question is, why don't I like the phrase of why don't the Chicago Bears use every tool in their toolbox? And yes. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about something called potential versus trust, and we are going to do it on the other side of the break. Thank you for tuning in. We're doing a Chicago Bears offseason mailbag. My producer, John Meadows, is here. If you missed it on the other side of the break, we're coming back, and he asked the question of why do the Chicago Bears not use every tool in their toolbox? As in, why don't they? There's a 53-man roster, and you draft some of these guys, and you have all the high hopes in the world for them, and then for whatever reason, they end up just not getting used, and you ask yourself why. And it also begs the question, too, as well, is sometimes those players go on to other teams and have success, which begs the question, why and what are the Chicago Bears doing? So there's a couple things that go into that, in my particular opinion. So the first one with Velus Jones. And the problem with Velus Jones is a couple of things. One, obviously, there's a couple of cardinal rules in the NFL, and there's a couple of cardinal sins in the NFL. And the first one, first and foremost, is you cannot fumble the ball. Unfortunately, if you get the reputation as a guy who fumbles the ball in your rookie season, you will have a hard time scrubbing that scarlet letter, that scarlet F, off of your chest as you move forward throughout your NFL career. Now, if you can, I'm going to try and make an analogy, and I hope people maybe listening right now can believe this in other professional industries in their world. And I like to talk a little about something called potential versus trust. Now, there's two different things about this. For me, I have a bit of an entertainment background. I worked many years as an actor and producer out in Los Angeles, yada, yada, yada. But the thing that I always tried to break down whenever I'd be going in to audition for a role, it isn't so much about trying to wow or tantalize your casting director or producer or whatever with your potential. It is about putting a performance on camera that that allows them to gain a sense of trust in your performance so that you can be hired. And what I mean by that is that, look, we are all human beings on this planet, and trust is one of the most important things you can have in the world. Now, a casting director could look at somebody and go, wow, I see all the potential in the world. Look at all this talent. But at the same time, they are a human being that needs to protect their job at all costs. And the people that they choose to cast into whatever it is, their TV show, commercial, or movie, they need to make sure that whoever they cast, that person then goes off and does a good job. The last thing that you want to do on the planet is hire someone that is full of potential, that comes in and then fumbles the ball. Because guess what? That comes back on you at the end of the day. So that's why you'll see a lot of times casting directors maybe create a sense of bias or favoritism towards certain people because they go, hey, this guy has been so-and-so before, or he's been in this commercial before. I trust that if I hire this person, my job will be secure because I'm hiring a cost-certain commodity. Now, maybe people in other industries can also feel that frustration or that element too as well through other industries and courses throughout their life. And I think that extends a little bit to the NFL, where I'm 100% with you. Where last year, let's go to another player on the Chicago Bears, wide receiver Tyler Scott, drafted by Ryan Poles in the Matt Eberflus era, a guy with top-end speed, a guy that was supposed to take the top off of defenses, a guy that was supposed to be your downfield threat burner, and was inactive over and over again throughout the course of the season. And I started asking around, and I was like, well, what's the deal with Tyler Scott? He can't even dress. This guy can't even, when we're having punt returner issues, we can't even have that conversation. And I heard back that a lot of people in House Hall didn't trust Tyler Scott and didn't like him for the offense. So riddle me this, John. The general manager drafts this guy because he likes the offensive skill set that he brings to the table. The only problem is it's the kind of skill set that the coaching staff that he hires therefore doesn't like. There's a faulty process there, right? When you talk about Velus Jones on this team, Velus Jones had all the potential in the world, right? And they drafted him as such in the third round. The only problem is they liked his potential. They did not trust Velus Jones. Therefore, they had to this offseason bring in a guy like DeAndre Carter, because DeAndre Carter was an established punt returner, a guy who had plenty of experience on special teams, and they could trust that DeAndre Carter can come in and do the job while also try and hold on to the potential of Velus Jones. The only reason why I bring that concept up is then you're asking yourself the question, and this all goes into roster construction. Then you're asking yourself the question, I personally think Khalil Herbert is a talented running back. Why in the world could Khalil Herbert not make it onto the field this year? And that goes back to your question, John. How can you not find a way to use your 53-man roster to at least give a guy a couple of touches? Khalil Herbert, who I think has home run hitting potential, he couldn't get a couple of touches in this Bears offense that was no juggernaut, right? That wasn't scoring points. But it wasn't like the telethon of points where the number keeps racking up with this offense this year. And they ended up having to trade him and get rid of him because of the poor roster construction of believing in the potential of Velus Jones, but not being able to trust Velus Jones. Therefore, they had to go get DeAndre Carter to basically get two roster spots to fill one position on the team, which was to return kicks and return punts and catch the football in those situations. And because of that, therefore, Khalil Herbert is on the outs, and they had to trade him to the Cincinnati Bengals. He played a little bit towards the end of the year. We'll see what happens with Khalil Herbert's career. I'm not saying he's a world beater, but I'm also saying that he's a guy who has talent. And to your question, John, of how can you not utilize everyone on your 53-man roster, that is the problem that this Bears team had in the last year. So that's why I think that there should be plenty of skepticism with Ryan Poles moving forward. Of roster construction means a lot, and then having alignment with a coaching staff like Ben Johnson, and this is also why coaching matters, to not only align and find the right players in the draft or in free agency, but actually bring in players that you are actually going to use on game day, on Sundays, on Mondays, and on Thursdays. I think that there were some small little problems, like the Tyler Scotts of the world, the Velus Jones of the world, the Khalil Herberts of the world, the Deion. I got four roster spots right there. Gerald Everett's another one. Five roster spots right there. Out of a 53-man roster that the Chicago Bears coaching staff last year didn't know exactly how to implement properly. And those are the types of things I think go a little bit under the radar, and that's where I'm with you. Chicago Bears coaching staffs of the past have not done a good job of this, and that is going to be a huge little thing, a little subtle thing we're going to keep an eye on with Ben Johnson, of who are we drafting, who are we signing, and then do we utilize them in the right way? Do we put them in the right position to succeed? And does the coaching staff coach them up to execute the play properly? And that's going to be a big key heading into next year.
I broke something the day they traded Khalil Herbert. I mean, I was mad that day. And if they give it to Tyler Scott, I'm going to be mad as well, because develop a kid. For the love of God, develop. Anyway, okay. So,
well, and John, really quickly, John, keep in mind, too, and I hate that I'm doing this. I really, really do. But now I've played this game on this show before, where I start to look at Ryan Pace's record, drafting record, and I'm looking at Ryan Poles' drafting record. Mm-hmm. And unless something changes really quickly, Ryan Pace, full stop, simply has a better drafting resume and record than Ryan Poles does. You want to talk about the Tyler Scotts of the world? Ryan Pace drafts a Darnell Mooney of the world. And Darnell Mooney, to also the player's credit, becomes a number two, number one receiver on the Bears, and then goes off and signs a $33 million to be the number two receiver in Atlanta and is playing great. They found him in the fifth round. So Tyler Scott, those are the types of players that Ryan Poles should be finding, but instead we're having this Tyler Scott conversation and the Velus Jones conversation. Ryan Poles can't run away from that, and he needs to turn it around immediately this offseason.
Injured in an accident? That's no game, but you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.